No, it's all good. I mean, I wasn't really even going anywhere with that question. But my next question to you was going to be this. And let's have a narcissist moment for a minute. Let's talk about me real quick. Because I've been known to do that. Let me find out from you what's great about me. Because you listen to the podcast. You were turned up to the podcast, like I said, through Ludi's show and through the Black Guy Who Tips. So now you like the podcast. And just tell me how great I am.
I mean, I think your show is probably one of the best, if not the best, podcasts that I've listened to. Your type and like Moody's podcast is not the only type of podcast I listen to. I find the most enjoyment out of listening to yours. I think you're funny. You have a very good sense of how things really are. And you don't have a problem telling people what they more or less need to hear, or like get them out of their reality into more of what's actually going on. And I find that to be really funny, the way that you speak to people, and just like basically like the fact that you say things without necessarily wanting to bring the other person down, but you say it in a way that lets them know, like, listen, what you're saying is ridiculous, or it doesn't make any sense. Maybe you need to reevaluate what you're talking about. Just like when you had that one show where I forget her name, and you said that she was mad at you because she sounded ridiculous, and she was talking about dating like big guys just because they have money. Like when you had the follow-up episode, I guess, when you were saying like that you don't care how she thinks, blah blah blah, stuff like that is just really entertaining to me, because I have a hard time telling people it's like what they really should hear. I'm more like, oh, okay, that's fine, you know, don't worry about it, it's okay, type of person. But in my mind, I'm thinking like, yo, you're crazy. So I kind of admire that, and I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I should start speaking my mind a little bit more. And then also I like the insight that you give as far as like looking at things from a guy's perspective that like a normal guy wouldn't say to you, because of course they're trying to have sex with you, so of course they're not going to tell you how they're really feeling. So it's just nice to hear like a guy's perspective on a lot of things that you give. So that's what I like about the show and your voice.
Yeah, well, I don't care about the voice part. But thank you for all of that other shit. And since you mentioned sex, let me ask you this, because this is one of my new questions and favorite questions for 2012. Keep in mind, you're only 25, and I don't fuck with young chicks, but let's just hypothetically say I love young chicks, which I can't stand. Would you give a dude like me some pussy?
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, would it come easily, or would I have to sort of work for it?
I don't think it necessarily would come easy, but I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, I need to talk 6 months before. No, like I'm the type of person that if we chill a couple times and, you know, I see where your head is at, we're on the same page, then cool, whatever. If something happens, it happens. I'm the type, you know, I'm very live in the moment type of person. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and be like, man, I really should have done that. I don't like to, I'd rather regret something that I did than not do it at all. And I don't feel like enjoying yourself with someone else that if you're on the same page, like if I'm expecting a relationship and you're not, then no, that's not going to happen. But if we're like, okay, let's just kick it, we're cool, I'm not looking for anything, you're not looking for anything, we could just be friends like that, then yeah, you know, take me to dinner every once in a while, chill, watch a movie, you know.
Yeah. Now your decision, was it based on our conversation now, or did you decide a long time ago that I was the type of dude you get some pussy to?
A long time ago. Oh man, I mean, his personality is just very in sync with this type of guy that I know that I could like. You know, if the chemistry is there, why not? Like, I'm not saying go sleep with everyone that you meet, but you could be someone that I would sleep with. Feel good, bitches.
watching like a smash. If you ain't, I'm getting ass while I'm skating. Yeah, I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class, catching up, kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass, I'm skating, bitch.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm
a ball to the day I find a ball.
Yeah, long as my.
Yeah, so the next chick that I come into contact with face-to-face, I should just say, look, my name is Playhead. I do a show called the Playhead Podcast. Listen to it. Here's my phone number, and I guarantee you want to give me some pussy after you hear. Should I say something?
No, what you really should say is you do a podcast. Check up on all my late, you know, all my podcasts. Listen to those, then we'll talk on the phone, and then most likely you'll be able to get in there.
Okay.
Because, like, after listening to your podcast, you just kind of feel like you know, like, I know you, but I don't really know you. You know, like, you hear your voice and your opinion on things. It's almost like having a one-sided conversation because you're just listening. But, like, in my mind, I'll be like, yeah, I agree with that. No, I don't agree with that. Or I would say this, or that's a good idea, or any, you know. So you kind of feel like, you know, like, I know you. Or at least your character, I guess. Well, the character you portray, I don't know if how different you are from when you're on your show or not, but...
Oh, no, that's me. I'm like that all the time. No, that's definitely me. I mean, the only thing that's different about me and what happens in the show is I don't have the opportunity in my real life to come into contact with that many people. But since I call into different shows and talk to total strangers... via the podcast, then yeah, that's the only difference. If I came into contact with these people face-to-face, yeah, I'm the same dude always. But since I don't, yeah, the podcast provides that for me, the opportunity to come in contact with people I will never, ever meet in my real life.
Yeah. Well, since you asked me that question, I asked you the same question. Will I be someone that you would want to have sex with?
I want to have sex with. I might be able to fuck you, but again, like I said, I don't like young chicks for many, many reasons. I mess with older chicks, so it's not like I'm not physically attracted to young chicks. I just don't like all the shit that comes along with young chicks. So as far as fucking you, I could fuck you, but that's probably all I could do.
So we couldn't be friends.
Oh, no, we can be friends. No, we could be, because I have many, many chicks who I'm cool with. So, no, we could be cool. But as long as you're cool with me fucking you randomly and we can still be friends, then, yeah, we could be friends and fuck, no doubt.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Casey Lane from the Black Years Podcast. You can find us at www.blackyearsonline.com, which is home not only to the Black Years Break Podcast, but the Buzz is Lame and Happy Hour and Culture Connection Podcast. Every now and again, we'll give you a Movers and Shakers podcast and the Reverend and the Raw podcast with Brother John Wood. So check us out there. Follow us on Twitter at Black Ears Online and find us on Facebook at Black Ears Magazine. Because you are now listening to the Playahead podcast. Peace.
Don't really wanna lose this moment. While we
No, but I think you're wrong about that. I think you can judge. I think we all should judge. I mean, obviously you need some direction and you need to use some discretion. And that whole idea of not wanting to judge because you don't want people to judge you is ridiculous. Nah, people are going to judge you regardless. You cannot control that. So your judgment of other people should have nothing to do with you not wanting people to not judge you because they are judging you. So your restrictions on other people shouldn't apply to you. I think you should judge. I think it's good to judge. We all need discretion. To use discretion, I should say.
Okay, but I have a question. If someone that you meet and you tell them, you know, like say for instance, I met not necessarily you, but a guy, and you're from your perspective, if I told you some of the things that I told you, and they said, oh, I wouldn't judge you on that, that's a lie. Because
you're probably judging. No, you ain't no problem about it. No, because just and it, and I guarantee you, just it. Oh,
sorry, dog.
That's okay. No, they are definitely lying because I guarantee you, the dudes who are listening to this podcast and even some of the chicks, they're judging, no doubt. And they're basing what they would do, what involvement they would have in your life, based on what they found out about you. It's every dude and chick, for that matter, does that. It's impossible, well, I guess not for you because you've chosen not to judge. I don't see how it's possible not to at least consider what you hear about other people from them in the equation. I don't see how that's possible. Of course, I'm judging you listening to you. Not in a negative way, but I already know since I don't like young chicks, I wouldn't fuck with you in that way. But no, I'm like, yo, it's like, I even told you earlier, I couldn't respect the chick who would do anything I told her to do or who was involved in a relationship with me merely because she was afraid to leave. Like you said, if you don't respect somebody, how can you be with somebody? And that's the same way I view a chick who was still there only because she was needy and knew that it was hard to leave the situation. No, I don't. It's impossible not to judge that situation.
Okay. So I should just keep my past to myself, what you're saying.
Nah, I'm saying you should not mess with criminals, number one. And
I'm trying.
Nah,
I
that's
mean,
really
they're just wrong to me. Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, I don't get it either, but again, you know, it's hard for me, it's easy for me to judge because my perspective is totally different, so I don't know what it's like to have gone through what you've gone through. I don't know what it's like to be 15 and 16 and have somebody just totally control my life up until I'm in my 20s, so I don't even know. I don't even know how I would be. I'm sure I would be a different person, so I'm trying to understand your side of it. But at the same time,
even before like being with him, I've been through a lot of stuff, which I feel like has made me the person I am. That makes sense. Like there were things I've been through before I even met him that probably put me in the mindset to even want to be with someone that was doing wrong. Because I grew up in a very, I grew up in a nice, a nice neighborhood. I wasn't like surrounded by like drug, people doing bad things to where this is okay, or in my eyes, like okay, it's acceptable. But I don't know. Maybe I was looking for a father figure. I don't know. Because he was older than me. I don't know. But I've been through a lot of stuff that kind of, I guess, put me in the a vulnerable place of just wanting someone to want to be with me, I guess.
Yeah, I understand. Like I said, it's not something I haven't heard before. I understand why you are the way you are, but I really don't want you to be that way. It's basically what I'm saying.
Well, I'm trying now to become more self-reliant and self-fulfilling, I guess you could say. Like, being happy with just being alone and not giving so much or not wanting to give so much. And just trying to be me and then let someone else compliment who I am instead of making my whole life be about someone else.
Well, I'm not in the advice business, and one main reason I'm not in the advice business is because I believe in tough love, and I honestly believe people learn from their own mistakes, and they learn from their experiences. So I guess more or less I come from the school of hard knocks. I think you've got to go through certain things. I'll be there to sort of guide you through if you need assistance, but I'm not a Captain Save-A-Ho type of dude. Not calling you a hoe at all, but I'm just saying I'm not an advice type dude. I'm not going to say, well, this is what you need to do and your life will be right, because maybe that's not what you need to do and maybe your life won't be right. You need to go through these things, not just you and people like you. You need to go through these things so you can evaluate the situation, so you can realize what you need to do for you, because we're all individuals. We all go in different directions. I can't tell you going this direction just because that's the direction I chose and it worked out for me. You're a totally different individual. You may need to go in a different direction.
That's true. I mean, I agree with you. I don't mind giving advice either, mainly for the reason I don't like to tell people my opinion and then they still choose to do what they want to do. And then they come back to me saying, oh, I wish I would have done what you said. But sometimes I feel like, how can I tell other people what to do when I don't even listen to myself? So.
Yeah. Well, again, how long have you been talking to this? How long have you been talking?
What's the long time for?
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out, I was going to ask you, how long you've been talking to this dude that you mentioned earlier?
See, that's the funny part about it, is I met him a long time ago when, I was still in, it was either I had already graduated high school, but it was close to 2004 when I met him. And I don't know if you've ever had it, but you just have like an attraction with someone that you don't even really know, like you just know that there's like a connection there. Like I've always had that. And then when he got in trouble, whatever, and then he recently came home and I found him on Facebook. So we've just been communicating. So it's only been since the beginning of January that we really have been communicating. But I've known him for a long time.
You seem like a cool chick just based on all the other stuff. You just need to get over some of the issues that you have going on in your life. But I mean,
not to toot my own horn, I feel like I'm really, aside from that one part of my life, I think like I'm a really good person. Like, I think that I'm a good friend. I can be a good girlfriend. I just need to learn how to have more restraint from wanting to just give so much. But aside from that, like, I'm a really normal person, you know? Like, I like to go out, I can hold a job, you know? Like, aside from one aspect of my life, I don't, you know, I think I'm a good person.
Yeah, no, you seem like a cool chick, and I wasn't even trying to allude to the fact that you weren't, because obviously I don't know you. And I'm not going to hold everything that we talked about against you at all, because, nah, I can tell good people and I can tell people who aren't of good quality. Nah, you seem like a cool chick. Definitely someone that, like I touched on earlier, I could fuck and definitely be friends with, even minus the fucking, we could be friends, to be honest with you, as long as you don't get into the whole immature conversation bullshit, because that I don't like.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Thanks for thinking I'm a good person.
What?
I said thanks for your assessment. I'm thinking I'm a good person.
Yeah. But you need to start working on that needy shit, though. You really need to get over that quick.
I'm trying. It's tough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, you know, when you do something for a really long time, that it more or less becomes normal for you. You know?
Where do you think that comes from? Is it just a part of your character? You think that has to do with the part of you being white?
I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with a combination of things. One being that my parents they were divorced when I was very young. I think I was in the first grade or kindergarten. Seeing my dad more or less raised, but be in another family and, you know, him not being here. The fact that my mom was obviously dealing with a divorce, but she wasn't really there for me the way that I feel like a mom should have been, as far as like being able to ask her questions or her telling me, you know, about anything. Like, anything. Like, she never told me about, like, getting a period or, like, guys are going to try to do this or they want this from you or, like, anything. Like, nothing. So more or less having to do that all on my own. And then on top of that, there was a circumstance that happened with family member, you know, what, doing whatever, something to me, and not being able to have, like, any, like, parents or anyone I could go to and tell what happened, you know? And that just, I think that was, like, a changing point in my life. And feeling like, how can I put this? I guess not getting attention from anywhere until boys started giving me attention. And then once I met this guy, you know, he was always picking me up from school and wanting to, like, you know, see me and stuff like that. And then I just, like, would more or less got into, like, a role of, okay, I'm going to do anything so that he would want to be with me. But then as I got older, it wasn't just like, oh, this little girl, like, trying to get attention. It was now like, okay, now I'm doing all this stuff and I'm not getting anything. When I see other people, like, in relationships or being able to go out, like, he's really controlling, so I couldn't really go out or do anything or really have any friends. And then, like, as I got older, obviously that desire wasn't there anymore for him to be the one to give me the attention.
The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna give to make you feel so good, like, you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
Yeah, babe,
I wanna give
my love to you, girl. You got
the kiss tonight, but the rest of your life,
your life,
I wanna be
always here by your side.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. Like, so how old were you when you first had sex?
Well, that's the issue. Well, I was either 12 or 13, but see, the situation was, it was over the summer. I was staying with my dad for the summer, and he had to go on a business trip, so I had to go stay with my cousin and her husband. So this is my blood cousin, the woman, and then her husband. And he ended up raping me. And so I was like 12 or 13. So that was like the first time, like, I ever had sex. So obviously it wasn't a planned thing, you know? But that's how old I was.
I hate to hear that. And you said that situation. Did you try to tell your mom what happened or what went on there?
No. I mean, me and my mom never had that relationship. I never felt like I'd go to her about anything, so I definitely didn't feel like I'd go to her about that or my dad. And I did eventually tell my mom. I think I was maybe 20 or 21. And initially, at the moment, she was angry. But nothing ever, like, she never, like, confronted him or told my aunt, you know, tell her daughter, like, and, you know, nothing really came from it. And I feel like I dealt with it okay, you know, but I know that definitely from that moment changed my life. And the way that I am. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that has a lot to do with why I, like, how I am now. You know, it's just something that happened, and I've tried very hard throughout my life not to let it, maybe me trying not to let it affect me has affected me more than dealing with it. I don't know.
So do you sort of wish you had someone in your life, and maybe a stupid question because I think the answer is obvious, do you think you sort of had someone in your life that you could have gone to and spoken with about not just that, but all the other things that you were feeling at the time?
Definitely. Like, I've always wished that I had, like, an older brother or just someone that could have been there for me, just to feel, like, I don't want to say, like, protected, but that cared about me in a way that didn't involve stuff. Like, guys always just, oh, yeah, I like you. Okay, so when am I going to stick with you? Just, like, you know, someone that would be like, okay, this person is messing with me, or, what should I do in this situation, or, you know, anything like that. But to be honest with you, like, more or less my entire life, like, I've always been a very, like, I don't want to say a loner, but I've always been to myself. Like, even in high school, like, I hung out in the popular group, but I wasn't close to anyone necessarily, except for one or two girls. And then this other girl that I thought was, like, a really good friend of mine turned out not being a good friend. So from there, like, ninth grade, from that point, like, I had a very hard time trusting girls. Because this girl that I thought was my friend, that I've been friends with since elementary school, like, she was friends with this other girl, and the other girl, let's just say her name is Sarah. Sarah thought I was talking to her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was trying to talk to me, and my supposed friend, let's call her Amanda, set me up so this girl Sarah could fight me, like, and there was nothing going on. So I'm like, from there, I'm like, yo, you're supposed to be, like, one of my best friends, and here I am, you know, quote-unquote, this white girl, like, all my friends, not all my friends were black, but I did hang out with, like, the more, like, black girls, but they're like the puppy black girls, I guess, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, here I am, like, I grew up in a white neighborhood, never learned how to, like, never been in a situation where I would ever need to fight anyone, and you set me up so this, like, ghetto girl can come fight me. And, like, you're supposed to be my friend. So from there, like, I had a very hard time being friends with girls.
Yeah, let me ask you, because I heard you mention something I thought was interesting. Do you consider yourself white or black?
That's a good question, because I don't know the answer to that question, because I was raised by my mom, who's black, but my mom is not. I mean, we grew up in a white neighborhood, so she acts like our neighbors. So it's not like she's acting white, but that's just the environment that I'm in. And it's very hard, because growing up, obviously I have light skin. My hair has always been long. It's curly. So, of course, you know, like, black girls don't like you because you have nice hair, you're light skin. And then a lot of the white people are really wealthy in the area that I live, so we weren't that, didn't have money like that, so, like, I was never really in with that crowd. So it's just a very, it's just very awkward trying to know who really to associate with, because on one end, someone doesn't like you because who you are, and then on the other end, I didn't really fit in because I didn't have the money, how they had money. So I don't know what I would consider myself. It's a tough question to answer. But I do hang out with more black people than white people, if that's the question. But
who you hang out with doesn't define who you are, who you think you are, though, as far as race goes.
I mean, when they ask you your race, if there's not an other box, I check black. So, yeah, but I check black.
Now, do you do that because you believe, I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but do you think you do that because black is the dominant gene, or why do you check the black box?
I don't know, because I was raised by my mom, I guess, you know, she's black. Maybe if I was raised by my dad, I would feel, you know, I would check white. I don't know. Sometimes I check both. Depends on the day. When the police pull me over, I'm white. You know?